of Australia's largest unions are merging into what's being called a new super union after receiving approval from the Fair Work Commission. The construction, maritime and textile unions have been given the green light to merge on March 27. Named the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union, it will have more than 140,000 members, making it one of the largest unions in Australia. The CFMEU says the new union will fight every day to restore the fair go. But the merger is being opposed by business groups, including the Australian Resources and Energy Group, AMA, which says the decision threatens jobs and the economy. Amanda Mancini is the Director of Workplace Relations at AMA, and she joins us now. Hello, Amanda.
Good afternoon.
Now, can you start by explaining who AMA represents?
AMA is Australia's Resources and Energy Industry Employer Group. So AMA represents all resources companies in all parts of the supply chain, from the mining pit to the port.
So why do you think this decision threatens jobs in the economy?
Well, today's decision effectively hands Australia's two most militant unions a monopoly over the entire resources supply chain, which industry fears may translate to millions of dollars of foregone state and federal government revenue, in turn affecting all Australians. Just to put that in context, we're talking significant potential economic losses. In the past decade, the resources industry paid an estimated $177 billion in company tax and royalties, which obviously has a flow-on effect in terms of public infrastructure spending for the community. Those returns are now at risk.
But can you explain why those returns are at risk, how this merger is risking that?
Well, the problem with the merger of the CFMEU and the MUA is that they have a long history of reckless law-breaking and, by their own public statements, intend to use this merger to facilitate greater law-breaking. Today's decision essentially deals with the capacity of these unions to place a chokehold on the resources supply chain. It increases their combined asset base to a net worth of around $310 million, meaning the penalties a court can apply for their notorious law-breaking become just like a drop in the ocean.
You speak of the union's law-breaking actions. Can you explain in what way they've been operating that relates to that?
Well, there's countless cases going through the court. In fact, the unions have admitted to more than 47 current proceedings that are pending determination for breaches of Australia's workplace laws. These range from all sorts of bullying, threatening, intimidation-style conduct, to holding up jobs through unlawful stoppages of work. Recently, in December last year, we saw the waterfront in Victoria held to ransom by these unions through their unlawful conduct.
Why do you think then that the Fair Work Commission has given the merger the green light?
Well, the Fair Work Commission has said it's made a decision available to it, but I can assure you industry is currently carefully assessing the decision that's been made. We believe that there is an alternate legal argument and course available that is possible to protect Australian business and in turn Australian jobs.
The CFMEU says big business has too much power, that we have record levels of inequality in the community and that it will fight to restore the fair go. What's your response to that?
Well, as I've explained, these unions are notorious for their law-breaking. It is that sort of conduct that should not be allowed in the Australian public or the community. It shouldn't be allowed to be inflicted on the Australian community. So long as these two unions comply with the law, business takes no issue with that and with them going about their business.
The former Employment Minister, Michaelia Cash, announced plans to subject the planned merger to a public interest test in 2016 and that a re-elected coalition government would act to have it passed as soon as possible. Where's that at the moment?
Well, we'd like to think it's not too late for the government to do something to protect the Australian public interest from the clutches of this super union, but they've had a bill before the Senate since late last year. The bill includes a public interest test, which is a pretty basic test that all law-abiding unions would easily pass. It shouldn't be content of the Parliament to get it through, but they'd really need to act quickly if they intend to offer a legislative fix to apply to these two unions.
So AMA intends to appeal this decision. How will you do that? What avenues are available to you?
Well, we're currently looking at legal avenues and carefully considering our options in that respect. We have had our phones ringing off the hook today by industry employers who are concerned about the impact of this merger on their operations and their business. So at this stage, it looks like we'll be compelled to at least attempt to protect their interests however we can.
So you're of the view Australians should be worried about the potential impacts of this merger. What of the 140,000 members of the new union?
Well, to those members, I would say, why should their union be above the law? Each of those individuals, every Australian in the community is required to comply by the law. I see no reason why, and AMMO and the industry see no reason why unions shouldn't be held to the same standard. And that's really all this is about. It's about protecting the Australian public interest and our jobs here in Australia.
Amanda Mancini, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts on this with us today.
Thank you.
Amanda Mancini, the Director of Workplace Relations at the Australian Energy and Resources Energy Group, AMMO.